Blog Talk Radio.
Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in, listen live to the show. And if you'd like to be on the air and give your comments or opinions, you just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. All right? Again, that number is 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right, again, thanks guys for tuning in. Now, let's see, before I get into the show, let's do our word of the day. Today's word of the day is bevy. Bevy, B-E-V-Y. Bevy is a noun, and it means a large group or collection. You know, some people have a bevy of cars. That's a large group of, a large collection of cars. Second meaning is a group of animals, and especially quail. Okay, quail is very, very highly populated in areas, and you hear about a lot of people going quail hunting, and quail is very good to eat. So a bevy is a large group or collection. All right, that's a great word. You guys can stick that in your vocabulary and use it however you'd like. Right now, let's see. I'm trying to grab the weather here. Right now in the ATL is 84 degrees, partly sunny. We're looking at a high today of 94. It's going to be hot. And tomorrow we're looking at a high of 95. Saturday, 94. Sunday, 93. So we don't have any rain in the forecast from now until maybe Monday or Tuesday. I don't know. I can't see past Sunday. So, again, as I always say, get out there this weekend, crank up those barbecue grills, and have a great time. All right? It's going to be hot and pretty mild at night. It's actually really, really nice at night in the low to mid-70s. All right? So that's your weather for today. That's your word of the day. And what else I wanted to do before I get into the show? Before I get into the show, I wanted to send out a happy birthday to one of my best friends. We grew up together. Been a friend to me for a long time. We've had some great times together, done a lot of things together, and he is one of my best friends. I can call him for anything. He can call me for anything. And some of you guys listening to the show, I'm sure you probably know whom I'm talking about. And like I said, it's one of my childhood friends, Victor Wallace. Hey, Vic, happy birthday to you, bud, and many more to come. Take care of yourself. Have a good time. And I'll get together with you this weekend. I'm working every day this week and Saturday. But maybe I'll hook up with you on Sunday. Maybe we could watch a game or something and have a beer. All right. But happy birthday to you, bud, and be careful out there and take care of yourself. Today's show is entitled The Next Generation of Men and Women Millionaires is Here. Okay. And I wanted to discuss the next generation of men and women millionaires in the United States, because I don't know about you, but I would love to be one of those millionaires. And you know what? As I have been studying this, and I'm starting to do more with it, I'm going to research some more. I'm going to bring you guys some more information, because I'm definitely not going to keep this under wraps at all. I'm going to tell you about it. And I actually came upon this morning, and over the last hour and a half, I've been looking into this. And I believe that it's a win-win situation. And if you or me grab a hold of this right now, I'm talking about right now, over the next few weeks, before the end of September, this time next year, there's a possibility that you never have to work another day in your life. And I'm serious about this. I'm dead serious about this. I don't know if you guys can hear it in my voice or not, but this is the next wave. We had a while back, we had these internet people that were doing startup internet companies that became millionaires, you know, within a couple of years. This is the exact same thing. And what I'm talking about is in November, you know, we got the presidential election coming up. And also in November, you have all of your local elections and local ballots coming in. Now, what's going to be on Georgia's ballots? What's going to be on Alabama and Florida, Texas? All these states are going to be voting on the legalization of cannabis. If you don't know what cannabis is, it's pot, marijuana, weed, reefer, whatever you want to call it, okay? That's what's coming. And there's so many, and I'm not talking about, you know, there are people right now. I even saw a story about two nuns who were growing marijuana and turning it into a liquid form and selling it, and they can't keep bottles of it on their shelves. I mean, they're working day and night to get out orders and bottles of this stuff. But I'm not talking about growing it, we sitting together and making bottles of liquid form of cannabis for people to use, because I don't want to go that route. I'd rather put my money into companies who harvest it and do that side of the business, okay? You not only can become a millionaire by doing that, but you can become a millionaire by buying stocks within these companies. And the stocks within these companies are really, they're calling them penny stocks, but a lot of these startup companies who are doing this, okay? And as each state legalize marijuana, there are going to be companies that pop up in those states who are harvesting it and putting it together for people who need it, right? And when you invest in those companies through stocks, yeah, I mean, you can look at it today, guys, and go out there and do your research yourself. These companies are growing so fast, okay, And these guys and the stockholders are becoming millionaires within a year from this really fast growing segment. And if you think about it, people in Colorado, Washington State, even Washington D.C., there's a rabbi. Hey, you can go out there and find the story yourself. There's a rabbi who has a retail cannabis shop. Now, he says that, you know, it's not a problem for him to do this because this is something that helps people alleviate their pain from disease and arthritis and musculosclerosis, all kinds of things. So he's done his research and all this. He has a shop that's 6 miles from the White House in Washington, D.C. And this rabbi is making gigantic money. These nuns who are doing this are making gigantic money. They say that one plant that they harvest makes them over $10,000 per plant. That's one plant harvested, make them over $10,000. So what I'm talking about is the stock side of cannabis, as they call it. We call it weed or marijuana. But because who have legalized it and are, you know, publicly selling marijuana through retail stores, paying taxes, everything is going through the roof, going straight through the roof. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, you know, you guys got in on the tail end of this. That's why you're not making as much money as we did. But we got in on the top side of it. That's why we can sit back and we can visit the beaches of the world where the sun spends the winter. That's what I'm talking about. I've always been one who looks at things as an optimist. I want to become one of those because I want to leave a legacy for my kids. So, you know, we're always looking for different things to get involved in. And because of that, and because of what I've found, I want to share it with everyone. It's up to you whether you do your research, get involved, or whatever. You can do it on your own. I'm going to do it on my own. If we want to do it together, we can do it together. I got a huge network of people because of this platform, my show. And I'm telling you guys to do research. I'm not telling you to believe me. I'm telling you to do research. Look into this. And I've been writing down these companies. It's you know, not thousands of companies. It's a few hundred companies that are harvesting and harvesting marijuana and harvesting the getting the extracts from it as a liquid form, because kids that have cancer, adults that have cancer, adults that have, you know, muscular arthritis or muscular problems, who have pain on a daily basis, can't even sleep at night because of the pain. This is alleviating the pain. You know, I'm not blowing smoke here, But what I want to say is that marijuana comes from the earth. It's grown. You know, God put it here for a reason. And now we're finding out what that reason is or was. And, you know, trees and everything are here for oxygen for us. Water is here because 98% of our bodies or whatever is water. So you have to have water. You have to have oxygen in order to survive, right? So, you know, if you have, if you found something that can alleviate pain for people, help people, and help you in return, why not? I've always said, just over the weekend when we were outside, you know, cooking on the grill, man, if I had something, if I could invent something, keep flies and mosquitoes away while you're outside, man, you become a billionaire overnight. You'd become a billionaire overnight. But no one's come up with that. How to keep flies away. How to keep mosquitoes away. Come up with that. You got all these mosquito repellent and all this stuff. But it doesn't work. Okay? It doesn't work. Researchers, we're not, you know, I don't have to do the research. There are universities and doctors and everything out there that have been doing the research on marijuana. The next president of the United States, whether it's Trump or Clinton, have already said that they have no problem legalizing marijuana because it's been shown that it alleviates pain and helps people. Now, yeah, there are going to be people that do it, you know, in their homes or whatever, recreational things or whatever. But, hey, whatever. But if I can get in on the a company, buy some stock in the company, which when you buy stock, that helps the company have money or resources to do what they need to do to produce the end product. So if I can put a pennies on the dollar and get some stocks in this company, and these there are companies out there that are growing 100, 200, even 13 and 14,000% within a year, that could be huge, gigantic money. I'm not kidding, guys. This is going to be one of the biggest things that we've seen in our lifetimes. We've seen the internet grow leaps and bounds, and then you guys didn't get in on it. Didn't get in on the front end of all these internet companies. A lot of them fail, but a lot of them took off. What's going to be our reason for not getting involved in this next wave of millionaires? Let me put it like this. What if you get involved and you only made $300,000 over the next year? What if you get involved and you only made $200,000 over the next year? If you got involved and made $200,000 over the next year, wouldn't you think that the following year, I'm going to make $500,000? I would. I'm not telling you to quit your job and let's go do this. I'm saying continue to work. and let's do some research. Let's find companies to buy stock in. Let's do this. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You can call and press the number 1, and I'll put you on the air, and you can give me your comments or opinions. Or you can call me. I'm not going to put my phone number out there. But some, you know, a lot of people know me. A lot of people have my phone number. If you don't, you can contact me through the show. You can go online to my show page, and there are emails and everything for the show. I know because, I've gotten 329 emails already since the show started at 10:30. And so all I'm saying is, let's look into it. You're an adult. You can make your own decision whether you're going to get involved, buy stocks, and be your own person or not. But all I'm saying is, this is worth you looking into. This is worth it. And continue to watch out for me doing a show talking about getting involved in the stocks of some of these companies who are growing cannabis and are harvesting it. These kids who have cancer, they're using the liquid form of cannabis to alleviate their pain. And this wasn't available when my mom was going through her cancer bout. And although she didn't go through a whole lot of pain, but we did see pain, okay? And if we had known what we know today about cannabis, I believe that, you know, maybe she wouldn't have did the vapor or smoking part, but I believe she would have tried the liquid form, okay? 'Cause, you know, she was trying everything. She went through chemo, she went through radiation and this and that to get rid of cancer. But again, if we had known then what we know now about cannabis and weed and whatever, I believe she would have tried the liquid form of cannabis in order to alleviate her pain. And why wouldn't you? Okay. And I even saw one of the reality shows with the Kardashians, the mom of the Kardashians. Her mom, which is the grandmother, having so much pain with her back and arthritis and this and that. Then the mother, Kris Kardashian, found out about cannabis. Of course, it's legal in California, or medical marijuana is legal in California. So the doctor prescribed them a prescription for it. They went to the retail store that sells cannabis, and they, you know, the girl to recommend some, and she recommended it, and they bought whatever they needed to do it. And she went back home, and her and her mom sat at the house and smoked weed. This was on a show. And smoked weed. And after that, of course, they were having a grand old time because they had, you know what weed does for you. They were having a grand old time. And she said that she hadn't seen her mom move. And they did a little dancing, you know, together on the show, on camera. And she said she had never seen her mom this happy, this free of pain in probably 8 to 10 years. And I don't, and I haven't heard, but I don't believe she stopped since then. So if you have a product out there that's great for people, help them alleviate their pain. And not only that, the people who just use it recreationally, I'm telling you guys, it's going to be gigantic. And I want to be a part of it. And I'm going to be a part of it. And I'm going to do my research. And we're going to find out what's going on. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have for you today. Again, keep your ears open for the next show about this, because I'm fixing to get on it. And we're going to hear what's going on real, real soon. Hey, again, happy birthday to my buddy Vic. This for you, bud. Take care. Hey, this Frank. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. I'm over, and I'm out. Have a great day.